Tamil speakers in Kolkata. Okay? In the first lesson, we saw our position. What we were thinking and what the real position is entirely different. The main point, we are not understanding that this space is a chain. We are thinking this is our own place and we try to enjoy. That's the problem. But in fact, we are all part and parcel of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. So we have to try to render service to Krishna. How to render service to Krishna? The basic things I explained in lesson number 2. Actually, we never knew. Everybody is reading so many Vedas, so many books, but no one understood what is what. Except our Prabhupada, who is coming with his strict succession. He explained. Even in my life, these classes are only what I realized. That's the point, main point. So here, before taking Prabhupada books, I also read many, many books, but I never understood anything clearly. After reading Prabhupada books, I come to know what I am doing. So in that term, the basic things Prabhupada is telling, A, B, C, D, association, books, chanting and diet. So we all should accept this point after understanding our position. And then also, before adopting this A, B, C, D, we should understand what are the things within us. That the title, we can see in lesson number 3 as errors in woman. But many of us, we never accept any error in within us. We don't want to even accept, I have some error. Many people, that's why they are suffering like anything, but still the false ego is there. In my position, I must have mentioned you that as long as we have the false ego, we cannot give the mercy of Krishna. So the first point, enjoyment point, the point is only due to false ego. If we do not have false ego, then we don't try to even enjoy. That's the point. So here the errors between a woman is very, very important. No one knows. Even before reading Prabhupada books, I never knew this one. Anyone here they know? No one. We were reading so. I was 29 years that time. When I got this one, I was 29 that time. I had 2 children, but I never knew. The point is that this is Agnana only. The Romans have the errors. That is very first one is our senses are defective. Anything that we do, we use our sense. Isn't it? Without the sense, we cannot do anything. So first of all, the senses themselves are defective. But we don't accept them for ourselves. We should accept. Generally, we are sane. Otherwise, we are insane, uncivilized. You got the point? The senses are defective, imperfect, incomplete. Isn't it? So we have to make our senses perfect, effectless, complete, perfect. So this is how we have to try to do all these things. In second lesson, we are going to see because of defective senses, anything that we do, that is also defective, imperfect. Because imperfect cannot paint another imperfect, imperfect. Cannot paint perfect. An imperfect cannot paint another imperfect, perfect. So anything we do, we are having defectiveness. Everybody is trying to maintain their family. A very, very simple example. Everyone is trying their best to maintain their family, but nobody is successful. Is there any successful person here? Isn't it? It's because of our senses of defective. But because of our false ego and our prestige, we do not want to show off our mistakes. We try to cover it up. Covering mistake is called cheating, no honesty. If you cover up your mistake, defect, then you are not honest. Please understand. Those who are dishonest, they cannot advance spiritually. They cannot get liberated from this jailing material world. So this is the second and third part. And fourth one is, it's very, very difficult to digest the fourth part. Because we are all in illusion. No one accepts this word, this statement. No, I am not in illusion, Baba. I got PhD. I got Nobel Prize. I got gold medal. I am gold medalist. How can you say that I am in illusion? Isn't it? In those days, they are not that much educated. Anyone hardly, we get the graduation BA. Oh, he's a really great person. He has to go to London now to do his real. Isn't it? Like that, you know, Prabhupada. Many people advise Prabhupada, you go to London and do his law course. So, like that, we never thinking. But in fact, we are in illusion, we should accept it. That's the very first point Krishna insisted to learn Arjuna. We are all in illusion. Please understand. Anyone is accepting this point, then only he can make his senses perfect. If anyone is not accepting the point that we are all in illusion, we cannot correct our senses. We cannot make anything perfect. We have to remain dishonest. We cannot become honest. So everyone should come out from it. So anyhow, that we are going to deal in that particular lesson day. Today's lesson is part 2 of senses of defective. Why the senses are defective? Actually, senses are situated where? Can anyone tell? Where are the senses?
Body.
Body.
Body. Which body?
Grass body.
Grass body, material body, everything is okay. Why this is defective? Why it is defective? Why this body is defective? You know how we got this body? How we got this material body?
Father. Through Father Mother.
Who has given us?
Father.
Krishna has given us our this material body for to Part 2? Part 2?
Fulfill the desires.
Fulfill the material desires. Be specific also. Huh? You understand? The specific is not there. That's why Rakesh got one answer wrong. A preacher should be very, very specific. He cannot be general. General means one and up, ten, 11. Specific means one is one. You got the point? Because our material body is not suitable to render devotional service. Our material body is not suitable to render service to Krishna. But we have the material desires. We have the material desires. What is this material desire? What is the material desire?
Enjoy.
To enjoy without Krishna, our Supreme Father. Many people, before their marriage itself, they arrange their own flat. Everything. The marriage reception over, then they are going to have this new house, new place. Isn't it? Isn't it? So this is going on. Our desire is enjoy without our Father, Krishna. But our original body is not suitable for that form. Now I'm talking about two bodies, original body and the gift body, gifted body. The original body is spiritual body, that is the part and parcel of Krishna. As good as Krishna. But you have different desire. No, I do not want to be with Krishna, I want to enjoy something. How it is possible for this original spiritual body to fulfill this desire? Now you got the point? That's not possible. No. That body is only to render devotional service to Krishna, to please Krishna. But our desire, it is coming from? It's coming from? Soul. What are the activities of the soul?
Thinking,
feeling, willing, thinking. In this world, the willing. Willing. Better not enjoy with Father. I want separated from my Father. Isn't it? You got the point? So this is coming from the soul. When it has that desire, he is unfit to stay in spiritual world. When the son wants to get separated, then he cannot stay in the father's place. So, it is impossible to enjoy without Krishna, without the spiritual world. That's why Krishna is below Supreme Father Aranya Sabha. Okay, you want to enjoy without me? You enjoy. Possible I am making? Possible by giving you material body. How it was possible? That one was influenced by
three
modes. That's the Maya. So the impossible thing means enjoying without Krishna made possible just by influenced by three modes, Maya. So many people, they don't accept this Maya concept. Now we are enjoying, we are seeing, we are pursuing. We are realizing. How you can say it's Maya? You understand? Because Krishna made impossible possible by his trick of putting three modes in this material world. Anyone got any confusion? So Krishna, what we can say Krishna? How kind Krishna is. We had one class on that one. He's not kind. Krishna is not kind. Is it? And we, actually, we blame Krishna sometimes. But Krishna is so kind. We are unable to understand Krishna. That's the problem. Okay? Now, because our desire to enjoy without Krishna, he has given us this material body consisting of two bodies. What are the two?
Gross body,
gross body and subtle body. Why the subtle body? Why this subtle body? Is it necessary only one body is not enough? Just like a spiritual body. Spiritual body means it has only one body, spiritual body. It has all the senses also. Spiritual senses are there. But now, why is such a word in any one term?
Pain the original spiritual body.
You?
In order to pain the original spiritual body.
And my question is, why he has given two bodies? Only one little body is left now. Why the subtle body also? So, we are not seeing even subtle body. But we know the grass body, we are using this grass body to get into that. Isn't it? So why he has given certain body also? To keep us in certain body. Where we can be? Grass body. And so, they cannot come together. This one, soul is internal energy. Grass body is external energy. And subtle body is unseen. Very, very subtle. Subtle means, in subtle, the subtlest soul can go together to some extent. It's not for all time, no? Some extent. But in the grass, it's related to the body. You understand? In the subtle body, that's why he put that carrier, the vehicle, subtle vehicle, in that one, not only the soul, but also he himself is coming as superstition. Just like how many mothers are, they are very panicked to send the children first time to school, isn't it? Everybody very much scared of a child in school, how the teacher is going to treat, isn't it? Isn't it? As though they have all the love for the children, some schools they allow at the main age. Some other schools, they can allow up to the classroom, but no class teacher allows them to sit the mother along with the teacher. Isn't it? But how kind Krishna is. He is sending us to learn. This is just the jail is also to learn, educate. Education, siksha. Siksha is to punish, to educate both. So this jail like material world for two purposes, to get punished, to purify. and to learn also. So just like a school. But that Supreme Beloved Father is not sending the child alone. He is coming along with the son. It's really, it's not Krishna, it's not kind enough. So always when we enter this material world, we got this subtle body and our Supreme Father, Super Soul is also along with us. And then he is fulfilling. Now I am giving you the mind, the intelligence and voice. The mind is power to store all your desires, material desires. Intelligence is you discriminate whether after such experience you may think that you are doing something wrong also. So you have to correct it. For that one, the intelligence is also important. Huh? So he is giving the intelligence and after the false ego just to fulfill your desires. The false ego is only for sense gratification. The false ego should become true ego. What is the true ego and what is the false ego? False ego is, I want to enjoy. I am the doer. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. Everybody should follow me. This is the false ego. True ego. What is the true ego? I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am infinite servant of Krishna. I am the servant of servant of servant of all children of Krishna. This is the true ego. It's called spiritualizing. Spiritualizing this false ego. Like that one, the intelligence we have to spiritualize. How to spiritualize? No, this is not for my enjoyment, it is only for the enjoyment of Krishna. This is called spiritualizing the intelligence. The stores, when you are mentioning anarthas, the anarthas means enjoying because Krishna. After your knowledge, you want to delete them, no? That's not necessary now. We also delete something, isn't it? Like yes, we have this alone, what is not. When we delete unwanted things, then that becomes very nice, fresh, what all we want. Like that one, in that mind, the stores, if you delete all unwanted things, that is sense gratification, only Krishna, then that is also spiritualized. Certain body we have to spiritualize. When you enter this material world, that time we are provided with this certain body. We are traveling from spiritual world to this one. Our vehicle is certain body. At the point. From one shore to another shore, we are going on the river. We need a vehicle. Where we can sit? We need one boat. But if you want to, row the boat, sometimes you are not perfect. That's not possible. But the boatman is there. We should be using. The boatman is there, boat is there. Boat is also not yours. How you will get the boat? Because the boatman, you want to cross. Isn't it? You want to come from picture world to material world. The vehicle is? Unless Krishna himself is coming along with us. Giving all the facilities. You can have your stores. You can have your intelligence, how to make everything. And except you want to enjoy, you enjoy. False ego. So this much. But for this material desires, for one particular material desire, one particular grasp God is required to derive maximum pleasure. Like that one, we can have 84 lakhs, 84 lakhs material desires. So Krishna is providing us 84 lakhs suitable grasp material powers. So this subtle body must enter into that particular desire body. So in this, that body, he can get some knowledge, he can lose some knowledge, isn't it? So at the time, when that particular grass body is, becomes useless, then the desires cannot be fulfilled. So again, Krishna is helping us. He's so fine. Now your desires are keep changing. Now this body is not suitable. I will give you better body to fulfill that present material desire. So how can one say that Krishna is something real? Even if you scream in front of deity of Krishna, he's smiling. He's playing on his own flute, not considering my heart. What kind of Krishna he is? He's really intelligent. That person is intelligent person. Is ignorant. Om Ajnanati Viramashi. We are all ignorant. We have to come up. For that only we need Guru Master. So that's why we are getting the different gross material body. But only one Satya. Satya is from where we are sitting. You got the point? When our Satya body completely spiritualized, means our mind is completely filled with Krishna, Krishna pastime, Krishna paraphernalia, our intelligence is only focusing on Krishna, our false ego is completely gone, that becomes true ego. Isn't it? So it need not stay in material world. So Krishna is giving up. He is arranging to give up our material body, both including subtle as well as gross, and then we are going to develop our spiritual body and we can go there. What is this simple understanding? Why the soul is coming here and suffering. Now we all think our senses are defective. Why it is defective? Defective means what? Defective. Why do we call it defective? Somebody says, no, it is not me. Something. You don't want something. That wish. You are putting outside. Somebody is using that lens. If anything, what the daily, the garbage we are keeping outside, they are taking, they are replacing that also. Because everything is Krishna's transformed external energy. Krishna's energy only. Everything is Krishna's energy only. But for our body, what sutra that you are, there is no health at all. We are considering our body what is required, that you are. So Krishna in all directions helping us. So in course of time, as we are enjoying sensually, the body becomes useless to fulfill the desire. Then Krishna, having the arrangement to give up the body, giving up is called death. Getting into another body is called death. We do not know why everybody is dying. We do not know where he is going. We are very, very happy when a baby is born. But we do not know from where he has come. We don't know all these things. Then we get attached. When the death is there, we get disappointed, distressed. Isn't it? So when anyhow our senses are defective, anything we do for our own benefit, that is also failure. Because it cannot be. Don't use your intelligence. I am giving you the intelligence. Dadara Bhutyogam Tam. Enma Uttyante, you can come back to me. Means you can be happy. If you cannot come back to me, means you cannot be happy. Who are they? Tesam Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Tadami Bhutti Yogata Yenamam. Desha means those. Satata Yuktanam. That the topmost one with appropriate way, Bhajatam worshipping, Priti Purvakam with complete satisfied with love. Those who are completely with all satisfaction means no demand. Yeah? If you have some demand, are you happy? You cannot be happy. You are happy means you do not want anything. Then only you are happy. Deep Buddha, with love and devotion. You say, Patram Pushpa Palat Toyam Yeme Bhakta Prayakshati Bhaktya. You say, with love and devotion, no self motivation. If you have some self-motivation, you are not happy. You are not satisfied. In that condition, you are satisfied. Huh? It's nice. Bhakti means there should not be any demand. Self-motivation, then only it is called bhakti. We do even bhakti for our own benefit. Most of our 99% of us, we do devotional service only for our self-motivation. In here, you can see so many temples, at least on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes holiday, they are going. What for? To get their desires fulfilled. It's not a prescription for they worship, they do everything. True devotional service for their own material. So that's not the reading of the heart. Please understand. So we should do all this, keeping in our mind. And at no point, if we are pleased, then there is no material design. Then there is no distress for you, no good luck. Isn't it? Many people, they don't follow this devotional service. They are trying their best to be happy. But none of them is happy. Please understand. None of them are happy. They love family. Are they happy? We can find so many developed temples also. So many developed temples. They are also happy sometimes. We should do devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna, not for us. For the pleasure of Krishna means I cannot name my temple after my name. Prabhupada constructed 108 temples. He never mentioned any temple, he never gave any name to the temple as Bhakti Vedanta Radha Krishna, Bhakti Vedanta Krishna Temple. Yes, sir? Anyone heard that one? He named only after Radha Krishna. He never joined himself with Krishna. If we keep our name, then we have material desire. Misunderstood. It's not for the pleasure of Krishna. You got the point? So many temples, 108 temples in Krishna, sorry, Prabhupada, made, and none of them is named after his name. Only the pleasure of Krishna. Some people, they give a very nice fan, then they want to have that nameplate donated by so and so. It's called pleasure of Krishna. You understand? They are doing only for their material benefit. Please understand. We also should do not for our pleasure, not for our name came to stage. It's exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna. We cannot expect our own name to come up. Then Krishna is so, what is the defects of the senses in Krishna? In ourselves, sorry. What are the defects? Why it is defective? Why it is defective? Still you are not understanding? Why it is defective? So that's okay in other way. In other way? How do you say in Krishna's devotion?
We are not engaging
our senses in devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna. There is no connection, missing link. Isn't it? The sense given by Krishna, he used for your pleasure as well as for pleasure of Krishna. It is up to you. You have to choose how to use that one. Father told me, knowledge is also there. If you curb your false ego, your knowledge will tell, no, better to do what Krishna is telling. I do not want to do all my work. Better to remove. This one is no at all good. Better to remove from the mind. Cannot even think in your mind to enjoy Krishna's property. What is that? Don't even think. You cannot have this idea even in your thought. That's it. So these are the statements to make. This is the jai. We forgot the and we want to enjoy the jail. So in that jail also we have differentiations, isn't it? A cell, B cell, C cell. A cell means luxury cell. They can have luxuries also there. C means the worst. Not even light there during night. B is medium. This way, jail is also like that world. So our universe is also divided in three parts. One is Naraka Loka, Pathala Loka, C cell. B, where we are here, we have half and half. This is like that. This is the middle planetary system. B cell. And demigods, they are enjoying like anything. Politician in jail. The demigods, they are enjoying, that is the sister. This whole world, the universe is also jail, and we don't understand. We are in middle self, beast. Like this, like, you have a number of that, problems. One second we are happy, the very next moment we are unhappy. Isn't it? So this is the jail. Please understand. Jail means we have to be very, very humble. But we cannot give any right to anyone here in Krishna consciousness to come out from this jail. The jail keeper is Durga Devi. Durga Devi is the Maya also. No one can escape from Maya. She is having a trident. Trident represents three modes. Anybody tries to escape means he is away from three modes. But Durga Devi never allows like that. You see three modes are there. You cannot go out. You have the intelligence that you are suffering because of three modes and you want to escape, but you are not doing rendering devotional service to Krishna. You are not purifying your senses. You see, again, because of mind. So, not having the knowledge is not enough. We have to realize how? By?
Doing devotion.
By implementing, practicing, practically. I have the knowledge, that's not enough, but you show me your knowledge, right? This examination paper. In that one, everything is right. Five boxes. They may say so many things very nicely, but you write and give me, I will correct particular questions, then go on. Our senses are defective because they are not connected to Krishna. They are not used in the service of Krishna. They are not used for the pleasure of Krishna. This way, we have to understand, first, accept our errors. I have the body given by God as a gift. The body has senses. The senses are defective because it is coming from Krishna and it is not connected to Krishna. I am using this form. This brings all wrong answers. That gives anything you do, that gives wrong also. Many people, they say, the electronic voting machine, that any button you press it, that is only mark in the particular part. Nowadays, that's going on. So they want to remove that one. They want to go back to the paper ballot survey. The machine, they manifest, they are very, very happy. But they found that any button you press it, that is clicking only one particular part here. So, our senses are defective now, at least now you have to accept that. Isn't it? Anything you do, no one is happy. This point we should understand. I do not want to use my knowledge. I want to use only the knowledge in the world. Then he is perfect. Same person, this intelligent person. Don't use your intelligence. Daivihi esa gunamayi mamaya gunachaya. This maya, mama maya. Krishna says it is not somebody else. It's only mine. You are Krishna conscious. You are telling, you are insisting that you are Krishna conscious. But you do not know my maya. You should understand what is Maya. Then only you can understand what is Krishna. Krishna means you should understand everything thoroughly. You cannot say, oh Krishna, I know Devaki's son, Vasudeva's son, that's not enough. You go Bhagavad Gita, try to disprove. Oh, we know Bhagavad Gita, we know Krishna. Oh, that fellow is dancing at night, I mean, mid of night, with all others' wives. So many ways. They criticize Krishna, but they don't understand. The simple thing. Arjuna never understood Krishna until he surrendered to Krishna in battlefield. He never understood. How we can say that I understood Krishna? But many people you go and ask, they say that I know Krishna, I know Krishna. None of them knows how kind Krishna is. How tolerant he is, how much defective actions we are doing, simple actions we are doing, we are offending but Krishna is not that much royal conscious. He is excusing us. Not only mistakes in love, even to submit as simple also, he is giving you chances again and again. But he cannot tolerate, he cannot excuse what you want to do. They offend any devotee. He is always conscious. Bhishma is also conscious. Karna is also conscious. You understand? Because we have to learn the things. Bhishma is one of the Mahajanas. December 10th, our temple, they gave this lesson. So we call them Janas, Mahajanas. But that Mahajana cannot commit any simple action. Only because of the will of Krishna to tease the public, they are making the Mahajana as a puppet in his hand and make force of people something. Like Parikshit Maharaj, a devotee never feels thirsty. A devotee never feels hungry. But Krishna made it like that for and he is going. He found the hermit and Samitoni is sleeping. Devotee can tolerate hungry, angry. But here Krishna wants him to behave like that for, so that we can have Srimad Bhagavatam. So that Krishna can take back Parikshit Maharaja back to his place, transitional position. So we cannot find faults even with Mahajana. So it is better for us not to find faults with anyone, then only you understand Krishna. If you find some faults with someone, then try to help them. If they are puffed up with their faults, we cannot try to induce them. Just like we can bring the horse near the farm, but we cannot force him to drink water. So the devotional service should be absence of false ego. Don't give a false ego and do so many, then you are going to become Kanishtha, Adhikari, Rakhita, Bhakta. You are a fake devotee. You are a pretender. So many things come up. Please understand. So once I just go through, I list anything. But anyhow, the test paper is only on my subject matter. Because I long time back I prepare, now also I don't remember that. Just if I go through. Of the senses you see, the senses are not perfect. One sense is very, very difficult to control. It's the just like a turbulence. What is that sense? Turbulence and mind. Controlling mind is very difficult. How to make their mind perfect? Mind, how to control the mind? Just by chanting Hare Krishna. The another one very important term, if you can control that one, you can control two more senses. That is the
tongue.
That is the tongue. That is the tongue. Tongue means eating, speaking, chanting. So we should not talk unnecessarily. Material matters. The mouth is only to taste the prasadam, to chant the holy names. What is the sloka? Jivadam, Sevan Mukhe.
Sarvopadi Vidam.
Sarvopadi Vidam.
Atasri Krishna Namadi.
Atasri Krishna Namadi. It's not that much easy to get the names through our mouth. But many people they don't chant. Even if you force to tell Krishna, why the foreigners? They cannot chant Krishna. Even Indians, they cannot chant Krishna. They cannot say Krishna, they say only Krishna. Krishna has given the recognition. Okay, at least you say Krishna instead of Krishna. It's not that much easier. Even for Indians. They are unable to. It means that they are that much sinful. That's why they were burned. Those who are pious, at least they take their birth in India. The most fallen, as of their birth in India, and they want to settle up. Right? That is the most fallen, please understand. It's not that much easy to get the birth in India. But unfortunately, because they are admired by the byproducts. Byproducts. Copper coins, silver coins, gold coins, and the pearls. They don't want the source of all these things. The source of silver coins, copper coins, gold coins, pearls, and all Krishna. But they don't want the source, they want only the byproducts. This is the natural thing. So we are all ignorant. So the mind is very important, again the tongue is very, very important, okay? This material means it has six stages. Material is not permanent, eternal. Material is temporary. Temporary means coming and going, isn't it? In coming and going, there are the six souls. Right? Can anyone tell the six souls?
Coming to be.
Coming to be. That's birth. Growth. Then?
Produce
by products. Think about doing it. Then death. This changes. So our material body is getting changed. Everybody can experience. They may remember their 5-year-old body. Now the 50-year-old body. There are the differences. Before 5 years, they can take even milk in a feeding bottle. Afterwards, when he is 15 years, can he take milk in a bottle? Feeding bottle. Isn't it? That's changes, huh? That time he was very, very small boy. Now he become grown up. So, our body is changing, it is material. But our soul is the same thing. Soul never changes. Soul can change its activities, thinking, feeling, doing. Sometimes you are thinking something, some other time you are thinking something else. It is coming from soul. When the gross body is given up, the soul remains as it is. The subtle body remains as it is. I told that also. So, we are telling about the senses. Our senses are of how many categories? Our senses are of how many categories? Gross and subtle. So,
eight
categories. What are the other way?
Knowledge
acquiring senses and working senses. Can one tell what is the knowledge acquiring senses? Knowledge, we are acquiring the knowledge.
Eyes.
Hands are working senses. Eyes then?
Ears.
Nose. Tongue. Skin.
Feeling, touching. These are all knowledge acquiring senses. Although you cannot even acquire knowledge also, if that gross body is not, then you cannot acquire knowledge. The working senses?
Hands, legs,
voice.
Stomach.
Anus and genital. One of the ready for her. That is true. Voice means speaking, working out. And then we have the hands and the legs. These are the So senses are of two categories, working and knowledge acquiring. Many people, they commit suicide. What is the reason? No one is happy. How much intelligence, how much time they put into, they cannot be happy. But any, they are committing suicide. What is the reason for it?
Frustration.
Yes. What you can say that is into your ultimate disappointment. Everything is disappointment. Frustration comes when you are disappointed. The children, they play in the seashore. They make their own building or something, no? But at the end, when they want to go back home, the parents call, "Oh, no, you stop it." So what they do? They're going, they are reluctant to go back also, home also. But they force, the parents force. Then what they do? They smash it, they destroy it. Oh no, what is this, what is this? They won't disappoint. So, in the life, they find no hope. Then it is better for me to commit suicide. Because they are grossly ignorant. They do not know the way, how kind Krishna is. That's why they are committing suicide. They are not bothered for even for the gift given by God. They do not know. One story also I told, no? One poor fellow was blaming God on public place. The king comes and he heard. You all know this one? Last time I mentioned, isn't it? Then he told that you people have no problem. I have so many problems. Your pocket is filled with money. My pocket is empty. What the God? Yes, put us two different ways. The God is kind. He's a God. Then what the king is telling? Okay, you are poor, you want money. I will give you 1 lakh rupees. For that one, you have to give me your hand. I will cut your hand, one hand. God has given you, not this one. I will cut your hand, I give you 1 lakh. He said, no. How can you? For 1 lakh, I can give you my hand. You know, you are not happy with 1 lakh, I will give you 10 lakhs. For 10 lakhs, you have to give me your leg. He said, oh Baba, I don't want your 10 lakhs. You are not happy with me. I will give you 1 crore. Then what you have to give me? Your tongue is telling. What you are giving? How can I live without your tongue? You know, who have given you your legs, hands, tongue is given by God. It's not yours. You don't understand. Because of your ignorance, you are damned. You know? Poverty is given family. You at least do things now. Understand God. Anyone who is committing, doing something wrong, they are doing because they are not following rules and regulations. They are not understanding Krishna properly. Once I understand the flame is going to burn my finger, I don't touch the flame. That's the ignorance. Because of ignorance only, everyone is suffering in this world, material world. They have come to this material world, Kumbhalayam. Because of the ignorance, you do not know the truth that you are the Son of God. Huh? Isn't it? How much we are in ignorance. How kind Krishna is. Isn't it? So we should understand that point also. As we appreciate Krishna, we will empower. Got empty. I wanted to fill up the bathroom with water. So I just removed the stop of the sweat. But I forcibly I removed, no, it fell down from my hand. And I saw that one only just falling down. And at that pace I could not climb for half an hour. I was such. I took room, then also I tried to understand. Huh? Then I tried Krishna. Why Krishna, you are wasting my valuable half an hour time. Please, sir, I told my wife also, you also, if you find that one, please keep the phone aside. I told Krishna, why you want to waste time? If I sit in my computer, I can do something. Why you are doing with me also like this in this old age? I am 64 now. This old age, why you are doing it? Then I took my water bottle, filled it, drinking water bottle, and take it inside my room. There in that door itself, it was lying down. You believe it or not? Then I think, thank you very much, Krishna. Now you understand my position. Please, you do not know that you can speak to Krishna personally. You may not understand his activities, but he's still there. You understand, if a baby is there, baby cannot understand what mother is telling. But all the desires of the baby is fulfilled by mother, isn't it? We may not understand Krishna's, but Krishna is taking care. Please be Krishna conscious. He's the only one thing is going to help you. Not even your appliances, not even your relative, even not your wife or children. Only God. What is the story? The men from this world? Not the family, not the kingdom, not anything. Immediately you should say, who is the example for the Prabhu? Rajendra. Okay? So be like a friend. Thank you very much. If anyone has any, sorry I took long time, but anyway I feel that this class is very, very important. Even if it is late also. I do not want to leave some part of life. I missed something in my personal association. So anyone has any doubt, please, at least the leaders are going. If you are not seated, the best follower will be the best leader. So any person or anything will take part. Yes.
When the living entity has got the desire to enjoy, they come back to this world.
They are not coming back, they are forced to come back. That is specific answer. Generally you are speaking. You understand how specifically is
speaking? Yes, okay. So once they go back.
How you can go back?
They
spiritualize everything. Second body. Then
will the desire again?
Once you got your finger burnt, will you be able to put your finger again in the fire? How you are thinking? That you may come down on the order of Krishna. That's the only thing. Otherwise, on your, because of your karma, you are not going to come. Because you already did fire. Okay? Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, he is giving a lecture or he is questioning. He is speaking for long time. I am also observing.
Krishna.
So it is very easy. I enjoy my lifetime. At the time of my death, I can remember Krishna.
Last year, I had so many material reserves. So many days. How is it possible so that they can remember the time of death?
It's not possible. That's why throughout your life, you should make your studies, your marriage life, your working, everything should be spiritualized. Everything should be get connected to Krishna. Then you can remember Krishna, if not on your own, but by the help of Krishna also you can remember. Understand? That's called the practice. Throughout the life we have to practice. Throughout the academic year we are practicing for to face the final examination. 50 years? Yes. You cannot remove your single, I'm telling you. Many times I told that don't try to stop your bad habits on your own. That's not possible. Many people, they want to stop cigarette smoking. Nowadays the doctors, the cheaters are telling you undergo some operation, then you will stop. But that's not taking place. Huh? After 3 months, again eat. Come back. It comes back to cigarette smoking situation. Only one thing, we have the example also. You can be able to see directly by chanting Hare Krishna. The example is ISKCON. Those who are the foreigners in America, Europe, they are smokers. Women hunters, meat eaters, they stop all these things not by any medicines or any other processes, only except chanting Hare Krishna. So you don't bother. That's the obligation of Krishna to take care of. How the mother is taking care of the baby, the father, he will behave like a baby. If you want to behave like a grown-up man, I am the father now, I have children. Then on your own you have to face all the problems. You want to know? The baby always there. Grown-up child, grown-up man is also felt by the father as a baby. Isn't it? Behave like a baby in front of at least your father. Behave like a fool, at least in front of your spiritual master. Don't expose your intelligence in front of them. So anything else? It's clear your doubt? We cannot do, please understand, we are not the doers. We are only the instruments. The doer is. If you want to lift something, you cannot. If you take Krishna, please lift this watch, use me as instrument. This only requires some practice. All of a sudden, now I am telling, immediately you cannot go and get the results like that. You have to constantly think of what I am telling. You have to read again and again, you have to hear again and again. The Krishna's mercy is only that we are not demanding any single pie from anyone, but we are providing this only the mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? Even I don't want to demand anything from anyone. I don't like that one. Krishna never told you, you take something from somebody else and you do my service. He never told you. Prabhupada never told that, I want something from you. I want only cooperation from you. So that's the thing. Don't try to do anything on your own, depend upon Krishna. Then Krishna is the doer, we are the instructor. Okay, anything else? Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.